Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe you remember Flip Wilson, the comedian from a number of years back, way back, and maybe younger people haven't even heard of him. But Flip Wilson had that expression, "The devil made me do it." That was his excuse when he did something that he knew he wasn't supposed to do. Yes, that whole topic of temptation is one that's before us this morning. Yes, the devil may tempt us, but he doesn't do it. No, we ourselves do it. We commit the actual sin. We are the ones who give in to the temptation. Yes, it is a reality in our life, in this world. As Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure under it." Yes, temptations will come our way. You're not the only one sitting here this morning that has been tempted or will be tempted. And so Jesus in Mark's gospel reminds us to watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yes, weak flesh. That temptation is a reality of our life in this sinful world. As Luther reminds us, we have those three enemies that work against us and against our faith, to try and destroy our faith and lead us away from God. Satan, of course, as we see him in our gospel reading for this morning, is at work against us, as well as this world and its pleasures and its things that it offers, and then even our own sinful flesh with its desires. Yes, all three of them seek to lead us into despair and lead us away to eternal destruction. And so if we face temptation, is it any wonder that Jesus, who is one with us, who came into this world to take upon himself our flesh and blood, is it any wonder that he himself would endure temptation for our sake? The writer to the Hebrews reminds us, "For because he himself, Jesus, has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." And then later in chapter 4 of Hebrews, the writer writes, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. And let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Yes, Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are tempted, yet he remained strong. He did not sin, so that we may come to him in our hour of temptation and see and receive from him the strength that he offers. And so this morning, the gospel reading brings us the story of the temptation of Jesus. It happens right after he's baptized by John in the Jordan River. The voice from heaven had declared him to be the very Son of God, his beloved. And now Jesus is led out into the wilderness by the Spirit to bring and to face that time of testing for our sake. Jesus didn't just happen to wander out into the wilderness. He was led there by the Spirit to be tempted and tested for our sake. A period of 40 days he was there in the wilderness. We've just entered into the season of Lent, a period of 40 days, not counting Sundays like today. There are Sundays in Lent, not part of the 40 days of Lent. Certainly we've drawn that season of Lent from the time of Jesus, 40 days of temptation in the wilderness. He was tempted there for 40 days. We don't know all the temptations that he might have endured there in the wilderness, but Luke and Matthew share with us three of those temptations that he faced for our sake. We see that first temptation where Certainly after going 40 days without food, Jesus was hungry. You skip eating for 40 days. You're going to be famished as well. Yes, there in that hour of weakness, Jesus was put to the test. The devil said to Jesus, "Here, turn this stone into bread. Eat, satisfy yourself." And how tempting that must have been. Jesus knew he had the power. He had that power of the Son of God. We see that displayed in many of the miracles that he will perform. He could have done it at the drop of a hat, and he could have ate and been satisfied. But he says to the devil, as you shared in the reading, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Yes, making that stone into bread would have satisfied for a moment, but it would have defeated Jesus and showed that he was weaker than the devil. Yes, Jesus was vulnerable at that time. And that's when Satan and the world also tempt us. When we're in those vulnerable times, in those times of weakness, is when the Satan comes with his temptations. When we're depressed, feeling down, we're tempted. Well, you can lift yourself up. There's drugs out there that can satisfy you and give you a high and make you feel better. Or even if you go to the bottle and drink it, it'll satisfy you for a while and you'll feel better for a time and you won't be so depressed. And people seek to find satisfaction in drugs and alcohol. Or maybe you're going through a rough spot in your marriage. You've just had a major argument and you stormed out. Or your spouse isn't showing you the same amount of affection or devotion or time that they once did, and you feel neglected. That's when you're vulnerable to those ploys of someone else showing you a little attention, someone else taking an interest in you, and before you know it, you've committed an affair and have broken that vow of faithfulness you made to your spouse. Or if you're lonely, pornography is out there. You just need to click on the internet and you can find it all over. And thinking that pornography might satisfy that feeling of loneliness. Or if you're facing financial struggles. Yes, if I just buy another lottery ticket, I'm the one that's going to win those multi-millions. Or you maybe get spammed by that promise of easy money. You've won a sweepstakes, but in order to claim your prize, you've got to send in some money to cover the cost, and then we will send you the prize. Sadly, I had a member in my former parish that fell for that ploy, and she spent in thousands of dollars and never got anything back. Or maybe even there's that time of fear when people get spammed. You've got this bill, and if you don't pay it, the police are going to come and arrest you, and they're going to put you in jail. No, you need to send these gift cards to pay that bill and things will be okay. Or even now with artificial intelligence that can copy a person's voice, maybe you'll get a call from someone claiming to be your grandchild who says, "I need your help. I'm in jail. I need you to send money to get me out of jail." And out of fear that we surely don't want anything to happen to our grandchild, we cave in and we send the money. Yes, those times when we're vulnerable is when the temptation will come. And we need to remember that the Lord is there for us. Or in that second temptation, Satan offers to Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. He says, "You can have authority and power over all of this if you'll just bow down and worship me." Yes, to have authority and power, prestige. That temptation is real for us as well. Don't we like to be in charge? To have authority, to control others? To be the one where the buck stops there and be able to say, "Yes, I did it." But there are those times when we're not willing to step back when the time has come. To step back and let somebody younger than us take the reins and run the business. Or when we look at our possessions and value them more than we value our faith. When we devote our time and attention to the toys, the ATVs and the boats and the snowmobiles, and we look to having them instead of bringing the first fruits to our Lord in an offering, as the children of Israel were told to do. And when going out on them is more important on a Sunday morning than being in God's house, that temptation is real. The pleasures of the world call us, enjoy life, and why waste a Sunday in church? And so we're tempted to neglect our worship and our fellowship and the gifts that God brings us here in His house. And we're tempted to neglect that time in Bible devotion and reading and study because the pleasures of the world would entice us. Or that third temptation we see of Jesus. You're the Son of God. God has created His angels to care for His children. Throw yourself down. Put God to the test. Will He send His angels to gather you up before you fall down and are killed? Yes, His angels will save you. And yet Jesus says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. But how often are we tempted to test God ourselves? Do we take risks with our own health? Unhealthy habits that we fall into, whether it be with food, drink, or lack of exercise. Or how do we drive when we sit behind the steering wheel of our automobile or van? Do we put our life and the life of others at risk in our risky driving habits? Are we putting that angel, that guardian angel that God has for us, are we putting that angel to the test whether He will spare us from danger and rescue us? Yes, those temptations are real. Jesus faced them all for our sake, and He endured them all, and He turned Satan aside with that powerful weapon, that same weapon that we have, the very Word of God. Jesus, as you shared in the gospel reading, shared that Word of God each time to turn Satan aside. That Word of God is our tool and our strength. As we heard in our second reading from this morning from the letter to the Romans, that Word of God is near us and with us, and we can draw on that same Word of strength in our lives. When we face temptation, we should dive into the Word of God for comfort and for strength. We're told that after these temptations, after this period of 40 days, when the devil had ended every temptation, He departed from him until an opportune time. Yes, the devil was looking for another opportune time to tempt and test Jesus. And certainly we see them later in the gospel. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, that hour of temptation. Father, is there some other way? Do I have to go the way of the cross? Do I have to drink this cup of suffering? Yes. Satan certainly was there tempting Jesus to just walk out of the garden and on with his life and forget us. In the movie, The Passion of Christ, that comes out in that shadowy figure who is Satan, who is there in the garden, there with that temptation of Jesus, tempting him to go some other way and not to drink that cup of suffering and go the way of the cross. Even there on the cross, as he was giving himself for the sins of the world, your sins and mine, the times when we failed and given in to temptation and sin, what did the crowds cry out to him? Come down from the cross if you truly are the Son of God. And he could have come down. Or one song says he could have called, 10,000 angels to come down and rescue him. Or even those on the cries that he said, you saved others. Save yourself and us, the thieves cried out, nailed beside him. Yes, he could have saved himself. He could have saved them like that and come down from the cross any time that he wanted to. It wasn't the nails that held him on the cross. It was his love for you who are tempted every day, for you who fall into sin. He was nailed to the cross and stayed there because of his love for us. He endured the pain of our sins for our sake. He paid for our failures so that we might know the peace of His forgiveness. Yes, as Paul or John writes, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And later he writes in the second chapter of his first letter, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Yes, temptation is a reality, and sin is a reality. Yes, at times we give in to temptation and we do sin, but we have that one who is tempted in every way and yet was without sin, so we can draw near to His throne of grace and receive again and again and again that precious assurance of His forgiveness as He strengthens us to go forth in His name and to face all things as He strengthens us. May the Lord bless you in that hour of temptation. As temptations come alluring, make you patient and enduring. Amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.